The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe plans to use $17 million to strengthen parts of the Lower Truckee River Bank, among other flood mitigation projects. The funding is from an agreement with the Truckee River Flood Management Authority. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
The tribe will tackle the major areas of concern along the 20-mile stretch of river between Wadsworth and where it feeds into Pyramid Lake. Donna Marie Noel is the tribe's natural resources director. She says flooding has eroded the riverbanks and agricultural fields. It's also harmed the culturally significant kiwi and Lahontan cutthroat trout.
As the riverbanks erode, that sediment ends up depositing on the mouth of the river and forms a delta. And that delta prevents the fish from coming up the Truckee River to spawn, especially in dry years.
Noel wants to strengthen the riverbanks by incorporating nature.
We really want to look at mostly bioengineered areas because it's the trees and the willows that were there originally that stopped it. Mother Nature knows what they're doing.
The issues along the river stem from a number of factors, such as upstream diversions, warm and wet winters, and flooding. Back in 1997, the Truckee, Carson, and Walker rivers swelled, causing two deaths and about $700 million in damages. That's according to TURFMA Executive Director George Robeson. He doesn't want to see a repeat.
Whether you're a new person coming in or you actually lived through the 1997 flood or the 2005 flood or the 2017 flood, the memories go away very quickly. And people start to encroach on the floodplain, build right up against the river in places they probably shouldn't build.
Tribal Chairman Stephen Wadsworth says the mitigation agreement helps change the narrative that the tribe is one of the major players when it comes to water.
In the overall picture, it's finally that realization that what you're doing upstream impacts what happens downstream. And I think historically, that's just never been the case.
The tribe can also use the funding to apply for matching federal grants, and they're hiring a river restoration specialist. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News in Nixon.